Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, interesting study. Interesting study just being reported by The Blaze. And we're going to have a good time with this. But did you know, they're asking the questions, are humans really smarter now? You know, we have all this technology. We have all this opportunity to read more information, more books, they say. They say that we get more information in a day than early generations in the 1900s read in their lifetime.
Oh, yes.
You know, so there's so much available to today, but are people really smarter today? And there's some research that suggests that people are not as smart as they think they are because of Google. Mm-hmm. they're researching. I gotta read this to you, but this is coming out from The Blaze. It said some researchers say it's not suggesting instead that more reliance on technology is making humans only feel smarter, but they're not.
Yeah.
And you think about it, today we are a Google generation. People today don't feel like they have to learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even young people today. In school, they feel, well, why do I have to learn it if I can just
look it up,
Google it,
search it? Yeah,
go to Yahoo and pull this information out. Think about it. That's pretty scary when you think about that. There's an environment. You know, Matthew Fisher says, the internet is such a powerful environment where you can answer any question and you basically have access to the world's knowledge at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a study that was done by Yale University. And it's interesting because, you know what, it's dangerous. Nothing more dangerous than someone that thinks they know something and who speaks like they actually really do, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I know that on this program we're learning out loud, you know. We are learning together. But, you know, it's important because what's going to happen if we have no internet? I mean, you have net neutrality laws that are being passed right now where the FCC is trying to control the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Paul Jackson, I believe, prophesied that internet went down,
mm-hmm.
and that it rebooted.
What do you do without the internet?
What's it going to look like when it gets rebooted? And what does it look like when you're putting every single question in a Google search? I mean, what happened to the day that mm-hmm. we would ask the Holy Spirit, God, what do I need to know about this?
Yeah.
What is the answer to this? Because this is what this does. It helps people to rely on information instead of revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this on a previous program. Jesus said that, you know, we shouldn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And today you got many people that are living out of the preceding Google search term than they are out of the word. And God wants us not to be filled, like I said, with information, but he wants us to have revelation. And some of the deep things that we want to know about and the questions that we have, are we so quick to just do a little two-second internet search? Or do we take the time in prayer to actually have a conversation with God and to seek God's perspective and allow God to lead us through the scriptures and through counseling and wisdom
mm-hmm.
that answer will materialize? But think about it. Information.
Yeah. You know, when I even think about that, I think about even what I have encountered in my own time, in my own generation. It's like you think about, what is your neighbor's phone number? What is your best friend's phone number? There are some people that I've met and I've said, hey, what's your phone number? And they're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Let me look it up. Yet you can then encounter some people that are, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old, and they have a whole alphabetized list in their very wallet, and they have it. They know that.
They have it memorized.
Yeah, they have it memorized. But the reason why I say that, it's like we are in such an instant gratification culture that they want something now. They don't want to mm-hmm. take the time to say, okay, God, what do you say about this? And then after that, be willing to wait for God to respond with truth, with his word, and not just saying, I need it, I need it, I need it.
Yeah.
And not saying, I need an answer now, just like be willing to wait for truth.
Yeah. And a lot of times that's the whole thing. You know, are you willing to wait?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to wait on the Lord? And there's a difference between hastily moving in pride and in as opposed to waiting in patience.
Yeah.
You know, those who inherit the promises through faith and patience, you know, it's faith and patience. And then it's revealed to us. And obviously there's some certain things you look up. I mean, a recipe, you know, there are certain things, information that you'll search on the Google. We're not anti, you know, a search engine or nothing like that, but it helps you to think, you know, what are we doing? How have we become so dependent? And then we're walking around with this false knowledge as if we, you know all these things when we're just a fingertips away. The study continues to say that when people don't have their devices with them, their phone, their tablets, a laptop, and they don't have the internet, they feel extremely inadequate. They feel like they don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, today, what if you had no internet and you had to use a map? Could you use a map, mm-hmm. an atlas, to be able to get from one end of the country to the other? Mm-hmm. Everything is GPS related. Everything is, you know, email me the directions.
Yeah.
And when it's come to a point where we can start learning to live independent of all this technology, you know, in the State of the Bible research that was done by George Barna and the American Bible Society, they started to analyze people that are reading the Bible, the percentage, how many times a day. And one of the things that they were asking about in this study was the type of format do most Americans, you know, enjoy reading their Bible. Would you believe? I was pretty surprised by this. 80% of the people, I believe, 79% are still interested in reading a printed version of the Bible versus a digital version. And so, although, and obviously that changes with different ages, the younger the person, more likely the higher percentage that it's a digital format. We want to encourage you to get a piece of paper out these days. Buy yourself a paper journal and read the Bible. Take time to seek God daily. We have a simple plan for you. It's called iabide.org. You can go there, request this plan. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. And it's a format how you can begin to start spending some time with God in His Word. Because there's nothing like really just taking the time to meditate on God's word, to commune with God, to read his word, his love letter to you, and begin a dialogue, prayer, that begins with asking a question and then expecting and waiting for a response. And I think we've gotten out of that. I think that we give God suggestions, we give God lists, and then we don't wait for him to answer. We say, well, I think I'll just do this. It's like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Did you ask God about that? Did you inquire of the Lord? And that's the thing about David. David inquired of the Lord. Big difference between Saul and David. Saul just said, you know, I think this is a good idea. I think we're going to just burn these sacrifices up and do this. But, you know, David was always asking, let's seek God on this. And so we want to encourage you. Take the time. Seek the Lord. Take the time to pray. Take the time to read your word. Journal things out. And don't be still dependent on technology. It's not that the technology is bad, but make the technology submit to you, not you submit to the technology. Because there's probably coming a day that technology is going to change as you know it, and you may not be able to have access to it the way you have access to it now. What are you going to do at that point? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
If you have no phone number, if you don't know how to get from one part of the country to the other.
Simplicity.
Simplicity. But what you will have if you invest in a relationship with Jesus today, if you read his word and care enough to write down what he says to you, and you tune your ears to his voice, you will live out of the proceeding word of God. And you'll live in a state of a communion with him where you're dialoguing and you're praying with him and you're actually hearing wisdom, guidance, direction, truths. God will give you words of knowledge, information, and revelation that you did not know beforehand, but all of a sudden you'll know the answer. All of a sudden God will drop you a nugget, maybe in a picture, maybe in a word, and you'll know what to say, what to do, or where to go. Listen, we must rely on God, the Holy Spirit, more than on technology.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.